Freedom in Congo Square. Mondays, there was hogs to slop, mules to train, and logs to chop. Slavery was no ways fair. 6 more days to Congo Square. Tuesdays, there was cows to feed, fields to plow, and roads to seed. A moment without work was rare. 5 more days to Congo Square. Wednesdays, there was beds to make, silver to shine, and bread to bake. The dreaded lash, too much to bear, 4 more days to Congo Square. Thursdays, there were clothes to clean, floors to scrub, and babes to wean. Spiritual rose from the despair, 3 more days to Congo Square. Friday, there was crops to pick, trees to prune, and walls to break. Runaway, runaway, some slaves dared. 2 more days to Congo Square. Saturdays, there was beans to can, hens to pluck, and folks to fan. Freedom, where slaves' ardent prayer. 1 more day to Congo Square. Week in, week out, from sun to sun, always more chores to be done. And even as the plantation slept, wood was on the fire kept. But Sunday was a day of rest, when master charmed the weekend guests. Slaves had off one afternoon, when the law allowed them to commune. They flocked to New Orleans, Congo Square. Sundays, slaves and free met there. It was a market and a gathering ground, where African music could resound. Beneath the sun, in the open air, the crowd abuzz with news to share. Women in gauze, silk, and percale, men in fringe and furry tails, shook tambourines and shouted chants as rhythms fueled a spirited dance. They rejoiced as if they had no cares, half day, half free in Congo Square. This piece of earth was a world apart. Congo Square was freedom's heart.